Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have reached a chosen generation fellowship of churches. This is our new radio blog. We're coming straight from California. We're reaching out to each and every one under the sound of our voice. This is Chief Apostle B.A. Thomas, and I will be the host for tonight. And we just come just giving God the glory and giving him the praise. We thank God for this day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter. I know it might be hot to some, but I know a place that's a little bit hotter than it is today. I know in some places it might have been 117, but I still yet know another place that's hotter than that. So we're going to rejoice, Amen. And we're going to be glad in it. We're going to give honor to all that is on the line this evening. We have all of our state officials. We have Minister BJ. We have Mother Georgiana Williams. We have our state mother, Mother Patricia. We have our chief adjutant that's on the line, General Lily Shaw. We have our Apostle Hubbard. And so we're just all grateful to greet you on tonight. And we also have our state evangelist on the line. And I just thank God for all of them just showing up. We're going to have a discussion on tonight. We're going to be discussing what do the cross means to you? What do the cross means to you? So we're just going to have like an open discussion. But before we get started, we're going to get started with a scripture. That will be Evangelist EJ, and then we're going to have an opening prayer by Mother Georgiana. And somebody, we do have a feedback. If somebody has a phone on.
On mute. What's going on tonight?
Amen. If somebody, amen. Amen. We're giving God all the praise and we give him all the glory. And we bind all confusions on tonight. If we can get started, we'll have our scripture reading, Minister BJ.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. John 14 says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, because he's the way, the truth, and the light. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers, and doers of his holy word. Amen.
Honorable ministers unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this time that you made it possible for us to just lift up your name and give you the praise and give you the glory and say thank you. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for making it possible that everyone who desires can have everlasting life. We ask the Lord to bless this radio blog. Bless the radio listeners. Bless all the saints, the missionaries, the evangelists, and the prophets and the apostles that's on tonight. Have your way in with us, Lord. Just come on in and sweep over this blog with the Holy Spirit, and we thank you, and we praise you. We just lift up your name on high. Have your way in each one of us tonight. Use us, Lord, to win some souls for you. So, oh, God, we just lift up your name, someone that's listening on this blog. If they don't have a relationship with Jesus, I pray, Lord Jesus, before this hour is up, they'll be the first one who call and say, tell me what I have to do to be saved. Use us this hour, Lord. I'll give you the praise. I'll give you the glory because I know what you is in my life. God, and I read the word. I know what you went through on that cross, and I thank you. I praise you. I lift up your name on high. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Give God the glory, because what a mighty God we serve.
Amen, amen, amen. I'd like to thank Minister BJ for the scripture and Mother Georgiana Williams for that powerful prayer. And at this time, we're going to have a testimony, and we're going to ask our state mother to come and just testify for the goodness of God. Mother Patricia.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for your loving kindness. I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise that we're here this evening.
Amen, amen. It is always good to testify, because I testify on tonight that how God saved
amen.
Me and sanctified me and filled me with his precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Do we have our state mother ready
yes,
to
yes.
speak to the mic yet?
Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to seek your face and to gather one with another, Father, and praise your name. And thank you for your goodness and your mercy and love and kindness. We thank you for turning situations around in our lives. I'm so grateful to be here tonight and for everyone that's listening, that you will bless and that anointing will fall on this line on each and every home represented here this evening in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our cry. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Patricia, for that powerful testimony. At this time, we're going to take a pause for a call, and we're going to have a commercial break, and we'll have some announcements. Amen. Amen. News flash from across California. July 9th, 10th, and 11th, we will have our summer revival. And it will be held at Greater Progressive Church at 9220 South Broadway. That's in L.A., California, 9003. Starting time is 7 p.m. And our revivalist will be none other than our own national apostle, Apostle York Milton. All is invited out to come out and hear words from the Lord. We will have a glorious time. There will be healing, delivering, and a great word from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, we have to take a pause. Now, I want to just say you do not want to miss that great move of God. So I ask that all make it out to that powerful and mighty revival that is going on, because souls is going to be saved. Amen. At this time, we're going to open up for our discussion, and our discussion on tonight is, what do the cross mean to you? And I will begin to look at scripture, Matthew 10 and 38, and he said that take not this cross, and follow after me. It is not worthy of me. Let's look at another one that talks about the cross, Mark 15 and 30. You will find in the Bible that there is plenty scriptures that will refer you to the cross. Save thyself and come down from the cross. And we know that was one of the thieves that was talking to Jesus. He said, and if you be that Christ, then you come off that cross. Because he did not even understand what that cross really represented. And so we're just going to look at one more, and then we're just going to open up for a discussion. And this is Mark 8 and 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let them deny themselves and take up his cross and follow me. How many is ready to take up your cross and follow Christ? Amen. So what do the cross really represent, and what do it really mean to you? When I began to think about the cross, it would just remind me and reveal to me that the characteristics of God, his love for the sinners, and his perfect justice met him at the cross. And we know that on the cross, Jesus was on the cross. And let us look at, there is many different types of cross that we can look at. And we can look at, it says that a cross was when they hang somebody on a tree. And we know that we can look back at our ancestors, and we know that our ancestors have been hung from a tree, and we can read to where it says that anybody that hangs on a tree is cursed, and we can talk about how bad that a cross can be. They got all different types of crosses out there. They got a cross that is called an unk, and when you begin to look at that cross, and at the top of it, it becomes like with a circle at the top. And what does that really mean to you? And it says that it means life. And when we begin to look at life, and it says that life comes from what? Not the S-O-N, but life comes from the sun. And a lot of times we look at different crosses and they mean different things to us. But what does it really mean? And to me, it was before Jesus went to the cross, he began to explain to his disciples that one day that he's going to be crushed, and one day that they're going to crucify him. So the cross represents to me the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it reminds me that he went to the cross, that he died for my sin. And so that means that now I believe in him, so that means that I'm no longer a sinner. I am one that is saved by grace. So what do the cross really represent? We're going to open up and let us hear from Minister BJ. What do the cross represent to you?
Well, I think when we really talk about the cross, I think most people remember and recognize that Jesus was crucified on the cross over 2,000 years ago. He shed his blood that we might be saved. And I notice anybody in any religion, think about it, they all refer back to the cross and Jesus. Even though he's not on the cross anymore, he died and was raised again for our sins. He died for our sins and that we're not worthy of. Amen. I thank God for that. It puts me in mind of that, knowing that Jesus died on the cross, that I might be saved, healed, and delivered today. Amen?
Amen, amen. And I began to look at Galatians 2 and 20, and it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and he loved you as well, and gave himself for me. And that's what the cross really represents to
yes.
me. Amen. We're going to hear from someone else. Let's say Mother Patricia, what do it mean to you?
Amen, amen. It has a double meaning. But because Christ shed his precious blood on that old rugged cross, that we as sinners have life and have it more abundantly. He came
yes.
to save sinners. And I thank God for that, for his grace and mercy is new every morning. Because of the blood that he shed for us on that old rugged cross, that was love, that we have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm so grateful that he did that for me, and I thank him. Amen.
Amen. We begin to look at another scripture, John 3:16. It says, God
yes.
for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so I go back and it says that whosoever, and you know what, that word whosoever, that means you, me, my mother, my brother, that means everybody, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So when we look at the cross is a place where all the wounds of sins are healed. And if you suffer from any emotional problems, some might have guilt, depression, anxiety, anger. When we have all of that, we just, if we would just believe and know that we are healed, by the stripes of his blood, the blood that was shedded from Calvary, the blood that was shedded from that cross, the blood that was shedded that came from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That blood, that's the blood. And see, when that blood came down, that blood was for our healing. There is healing in the cross of Christ. Amen. At this time, Mother Georgiana, did we call you yet? Let's hear from her.
Okay. When we think about what Christ went through on that cross for us, how he, the pain that he went through, how his joints was disjointed, how they put gall in his mouth on that cross. He did all of that so we could have everlasting life. Would we be able to give one of our sons and let him endure all that pain to save the world? But Mary and God gave Jesus, and he went through all of that on that cross. What they did to him on that cross was terrible. They only did it to the slaves and people who did murders and all kind of evil things. But Jesus didn't complain. He went through that for you and I. Hallelujah. And we thank him. We thank God for giving his only forgotten son and letting him endure all that pain so one day, every day can be Sunday for us.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Mother Georgiana. Because if somebody would ask you to give up your life for them, how many would really do that? How many would suffer on a cross? Let somebody put nails in your hands and put nails in your feet and put a crown on your head. But I said, nobody but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we come, and when we come to serve him and to honor him. It says, Romans 6 and 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, that is the one that died up on that cross. So at this time, we're going to hear from Apostle Hubbard. Are you there?
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay. At this time, you know, when we spoke about the topic last night, it proved quite interesting to me. What does the cross mean to you? And to me, the cross means newness of life, reconciliation, redemption, salvation, and the list goes on and on. But there are different reasons why every individual wears the cross. You know, some understand the symbolism of the cross because this is where Jesus paid the price for the sins of this entire world. And so what it means to me is that we can all be made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can all be given another opportunity to straighten out whatever things that we can straighten out, but most of all, giving and bearing everything over to Christ. We give it over to Jesus, the things we understand and the things that we don't. But what we do try to do is build covenant relationship is what we do, is build the covenant relationship through the praying, you know, through the communicating, through working together with each other. And this is all symbolic to the price that was paid on Calvary's cross for us to be able to stand together in unity and in oneness in the name of Jesus. In spite of how we feel, we desire to please God, to do his way, his will, and to do things his way. So the cross to me means to be able, being born again, living sanctified lives, and truly loving God's people as he loves us all.
All right.
Amen. What happened?
And also, I know that's good, Apostle Deborah. Are we still here? But when he died on the cross, he didn't have sin at all. He died for our sins. We're the ones that really need to be hung on the cross. But that didn't take place. He died for our sins. The Father sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, hallelujah, into the world to bore our sins. So what more I want to do for the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen?
Yeah.
Like you said, we have to have that covenant relationship now that we can call on the name of Jesus and we shall be saved. And how easy is that? Most of us think it's hard. And as I heard the man of God say once, the only thing is hard is the way of transgression. But living a saved life, hallelujah, is not hard if we give it over to the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for dying for my sins. Amen. Would we give up one of ours to die? Would we die for one of ours or one of our friends, even though God is love? I thank God for that. Amen. It's important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Understanding the true significance of that cross.
Where's the apostle at, chief apostle?
That's why we were talking until she came back on, I believe. She may have kept this off.
I'm sorry. Thank the Lord. At this time, we're going to go to a commercial break. Praise the Lord. Our holy convocation is this July 12th through July 15th. Thursday and Friday night service will be held at Greater Rock of Ages Church at 10117 South San Pedro. That's in L.A., California, 9003. Start time is 7 p.m. On that Thursday night, it will be hosted by the women, Virtuous Women Chosen for God, with our own Apostle Deborah Hubbard. And we're asking all clergy to come in their clergy suits with their clergy shirts, black suits, clergy shirts with their collars. And then that Friday night will be hosted by Mighty Men of Valor with our own Pastor Michael Mann. And starting time is 7 p.m. both nights. And we're asking that the clergy come in black suits with their clergy shirts and their clergy collars. And then on that Saturday, we will have our luncheon that will be held at Golden Corral at 12 p.m. And all that would like to come and fellowship with us on that day and break bread, you can contact Chief Apostle or myself and let us know, and we can add you to the list so we can help make reservations. And then that Sunday is official day, which is July 15th, and it will be held at Love, Peace, and Happiness at 4951 South Figueroa. That's in Los Angeles, California, 937. Starting time is 4 p.m. And this is hosted by our Chief Apostle, Dr. D.A. Thomas, and our National Apostle, Apostle York Milton. This is our official day, and we would like all clergy to be in their official clergy attire on that day. Because we will be consecrating a bishop on that day. Amen. Thank Chief Adjutant General Willie Shaw for those announcements. And let us also now begin, we'll look at Hebrews 12 and 2. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and it is set at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. We're looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. At this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Brown. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, everybody. What means to me about Jesus Christ on the cross, if you look at It says 11 seven things Jesus Christ said on the cross was, number one was forgiving others. Number two was witness to others. Number three was having companions for others. Number four says turn to God in time of trouble. And number five, give our troubles over to God. And number six says read the Bible for in spiritual and guidance. And we all know that Jesus Christ died on that old rugged cross, and the third day he rose with all power in his hand. And that was mean because he shed his blood for everybody, you, me, everybody, to have this life. Without him, we wouldn't be here, and this world wouldn't be here. It would be voided. And I thank the Lord for dying on that cross for me. I can only die on the cross for myself. I can't die for nobody else. I can only die for myself. So I thank the Lord for stretching his hand and bowing his head and the locks of his shoulders. And he gave up the ghost for us, and he died on that old rugged cross for us. And like I told everybody, ain't nobody going to change my mind about the cross, because Jesus Christ is real, and he's real in my soul. And that's all I have to say. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Brown. That was our state evangelist. We thank God for her. Amen. Because ain't nobody going to change her mind. Amen. Blotting out the handwritings and the ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailing it into the cross. Amen. Blotting out all of our ordinance and all the things, the ordinance that was set before us that we could not keep. We could not keep ourselves. There was no way that we could even keep all of those laws that were set before us, and all of the ordinance was set before us. So now we're blotting out all that handwriting of those ordinance that was against us, all the laws that we could not keep, which was all contrary to us. But now it took out by the nailing off to the cross. So, you know, all of that thing, the sacrifice of all of those animals that really could not save us, all of that was nailed to the cross. All of my lies and all my cheating have been nailed to the cross. What do the cross mean to you? It means that all of my fornication has been nailed to the cross. All of my whoring has been nailed to the cross. All of my prostituting days have been nailed to the cross. See, we could not save ourselves. Even back then when they would kill the goats and the lambs and the sheep and all of that, the slaughter, that could not save us. Even when they went to the basin and when they washed, all of that still could not save them. But the gift that God has given us is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The death on the cross, Philippians 2:8, has been found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and being obedient unto death. So I thank God that he sent his son, that he died upon, as she would say, that old rugged cross. Amen. At this time, we're just going to pause real quick for another commercial break. I'll be right back to you, but don't go away, because we still got some good stuff to come. So hold on. Commercial. Amen, amen. Dr. Brenda Wright, phone, church by phone, Sunday, 10 a.m., the call-in number is 712-775-7031. The code is 165-612-322. That's Dr. Brenda Wright, church by phone, 10 a.m. on Sunday. Call-in number is 712-775-7031. The code is 165-612-322. Amen? Amen, amen. We have to pause and to make sure we get our commercial break in. And I was thinking about the man that was on the cross with Jesus. One of them said, come down and save yourself. But then there was another one that was on the cross. And Jesus spoke directly to him. And see, he may not have been a believer in the beginning. He may not obey the law because he was said he was a thief that was on the cross. But Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So how many believe today? How many believe in the cross and what Jesus Christ did on the cross? So we all can hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on up and come on in. And not to hear him say, depart from me, you lawless workers. So I just thank God for the cross and everything that he did. Keeping the cross of Christ, sinners, will protect you from the many winds of false doctrine. And there's so many false doctrines that is out in the world today. And I think when I was coming up, I think it was only two churches. It was the Baptist Church, and it was the Holiness Church.
Yeah.
But today, then we came up, then they came with the Jehovah's Witness, and then they came with the Mormons, and they came out, and I began to learn that it was more religions out there than just the two that I knew about, the coolest churches that was on my street. But as I grew and I began to realize that there is a lot of religions out there, and there's a lot of cults that's out there that represent the religion, when we began to look at crosses and the steeples that's on churches, and they have these the crosses on the steeples and a cross on top of it, and we began to look at the cross, and we look at it in our heart that represents a church. And if you begin to go back and you realize that the Catholic Church is the one that came out with the steeples and the crosses, and if we begin to really realize what some of the crosses represented, and I spoke about the Unk cross a little earlier, and it has that oval tone to it, because we know that a cross is one is straight up and down, and with the cross on the side, one horizontal and one vertical. But this one has anybody know which kind of cross that I'm talking about? The name of it is an Unk. They said that it represents life. And again, where that life comes from, and somebody may want to expound on it when it talks about Cimarella and Tobias and Mother Georgiana. I think maybe you had something to say about that particular cross. Mother Georgiana. Who was the son? Tobias? Praise God. But anyway, we know that it represents those crosses. Sometimes they and those steeples, they represent Satan himself. So Satan hates the cross because it seals his doom, and he knows. And he, but I believe that if he knew what Christ was dying on the cross and what it really represented, he would have never been tempting him, and they would have never hung him on that cross. So I just thank God. Do we still have Mother Georgiana on the line?
Okay, just cut off.
Amen. We were talking about the different the cross and the Ankh, well, the different crosses and the steeples and what it represented, and the Cimarella and what was the son's name? Mother Georgiana, you were speaking on that earlier.
If you can just enlighten us.
I was speaking on what?
About the son and the Tobias. And what was the other one's name?
Nimrod.
If you wanted to just kind of just go over that and enlighten us on that some.
Yes. They say Queen Nimrod was the one who slaughtered that hanging people on the cross, and when they nailed their hands and feet, and when they got ready to put the cross in the hole, they didn't put it in there carefully. They dropped it in there so they could disjoint Jesus' bones and the thieves' bones, and this caused them great pain when they did that to them. And then they left them on the cross until they died, and each one of them suffered when they before they died.
Because I think that that's what the cross really represented. And when they would hang someone on there, it was supposed to have been like for a slow death, that they would die. But when they put Jesus on the cross, then they realized that that the Sabbath day was coming. And so they had to hurry up and get them off of the cross because they did not want anyone to be hung up on a cross on the Sabbath. And so that's when they went and they broke the legs of the other thieves that was on the cross with him. But Jesus, man did not kill him. He was already
gone.
It's because he gave up the ghost and he said that it was finished. So at this time, I would like to open up if there's anybody else on the line that would like to have a comment, would like to say a question or any concern that did not get a chance to say anything, you may do so at this time because the line is open.
Amen. You know, I was thinking about what Mother Georgiana was saying about Nimrod. I remember when we were younger kids, you know, your parents or somebody, when you acted up, they say, "Yo, Nimrod." And then I also know that Nimrod, if we really look into it, which I'm not in depth, but he was a mean and evil man. And come to find out, Nimrod married his own mother. Amen. Ooh. So we got to watch what we say and do in these last days when we do things, because things happen like that even now. And that's the spirit of control, or wanting to control, or wanting to be in control. But I thank and praise the Lord for the cross, because that's how our sins are forgiven. We can't forgive ourselves. We can't forgive one another for our sins. It was Jesus that went to the cross and shed his blood that we might have eternal life. And once that's understood out there, no matter how we go forth and want to be in control of something, we need to be in control of our own lives. We have to live a sanctified, holy life that's pleasing unto God, not man.
Amen, amen. And as some have did a study on Nimrod, and that they said that they killed him, and the only thing that they can find that was left on him was his private part. And they made a monument out of that. And this is what they're saying, that when you see those tall steeples on those Catholic churches, that's what it represents. It represents what was left of Nimrod. And then they turn around and then put a cross on top of it. So at this time, we'd like to hear from our national apostle. He's on the line with us. And we're just talking about what do the cross means to you. Amen. Apostle
Amen.
John.
Praise God.
Amen. God, praise the Lord. Thanks. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost and for what he's doing right now. Amen. Please excuse me for being late tonight. I had some other things I had to do, but I did not want to miss the line on tonight. Amen. We know that we're leading and we're going into the Holy Convocation, and And first of all, what the cross means to me is that he died and he rose again. And that all of our sins, Lord have mercy, was on when he died on Calvary. He died, amen, for my hang-ups. Woo! And gave me the right. Gave me the right to life and to live in him. Amen. And I want you to know, in spite of everything that's going on, he's still good and he's still moving. Amen. He's God. Woo. And if he didn't die, could you imagine, saints, if he didn't die, we wouldn't be here today. Glory to God. But thank God for the cross. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Lord.
I'm thankful to him. Amen.
I'm
but while I'm speaking tonight, glory to God, I just want to encourage everyone that's listening. Amen. We know that the Holy Convocation is next week, and we will embark upon such a move of God. But on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, I want everyone to make a point to be in the revival. Amen. The Lord's going to meet us there, right there at the Progressive Baptist Church. And I tell you, I'm excited about the move of God. Amen. And what
Amen.
The Lord is going to do. Glory to God. And we just want to say to our chief apostle tonight, we thank God for her and General Shaw for their untiring work. Planning and getting things together for our holy convocation. But I'm excited. I don't know about you, but beloved, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the anointing that shall meet us, the fresh oil that shall fall in the midst of us. And I want you to be encouraged tonight and know, amen, and come expecting a blessing from the Lord. Glory to God. I'm in expectation. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord to do something for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you say that, it doesn't mean that something is going on or something is wrong. Everybody needs a touch every now and then. Woo! And I need the Lord to do something. And what about you tonight? I know many of you that are on the line, you need a touch from God. So I encourage you all to come out to the meeting. And also, let's prepare. We've been talking about this, and now we're here. Amen. For this holy convocation to be exciting and for the Lord to bless us and to take us higher in him. Amen. And I thank God for just what he's doing. Glory to God. All of you that's on the line with the different ministries that's on the line. Amen. We thank God for you and your faithfulness to Chosen Generation. Amen. Your commitment to being with us. Amen. In this time of the year, this is only a once a year meeting that we have. Convocation is once a year. And I'm just looking for everyone that's able to be with us each night if possible. Amen. In this revival and also in our holy convocation. So we thank God for you. I know that there's been special oil prepared and special articles prepared. So we want to be in place. Amen. And we want to go in the strength of the Lord and do what God is telling us to do. And beloved, I believe that we just be obedient to the Spirit of God. Whatever we need is going to fall in line. Hallelujah. By the grace and by the mercy of our Lord. God bless you, Apostle. I love you. Love all of you tonight. Amen. And look forward to seeing everyone next week. God bless you.
Amen, amen. That was our national apostle that's going to be in revival come Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I tell you that he is a mighty, powerful man of God. He is a bishop. He's a prophet. He is a man of God. So you don't want to miss, because God may have a word with your name on it. So you don't want to miss your blessings. So we ask that all will come out. At this time, Apostle Hubbard, could you take us to the cross? There is room at the cross.
Yeah.
Room at the cross.
Apostle Hubbard.
That's the
Amen. Evangelist Brown. Did we lose everybody?
No, I'm here.
Hey, man, hey, man. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hello?
I would like to speak. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, this is Evangelist Brown.
Okay, hold on, Evangelist Brown.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to speak on what the cross means to me.
All
okay.
Right.
Glory to God. The cross that Jesus was on was his cross. But there's a cross for each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
And when we pick up our cross, we have to carry what Jesus carried to that cross. His love, his compassion. He died for us, so we need to live for him. So when we pick up our cross, we should walk like Christ walked. We should talk like Christ talked. We should let the love of God flow through us. We should let Christ live in us. We need to suffer some of the things that Christ has suffered if we transform into him. So the cross means for me to be like Christ and carry those burdens of others, to be caring about others. And so when I pick up my cross, I want to carry it like Christ did. To bring the love of God, the mercy of God, and the forgiveness of God to other people. Amen? That's what the cross means to me.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Brother, what is your name?
Pastor Smothers.
That's Pastor Smothers.
Amen. Amen. Smothers. Amen. It's so good to hear your voice. Would there be another out there that would like to... give us what do the cross mean to you? Because we don't want to ignore anyone that is out there. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask our state mother to lead us to salvation. Amen. She will let you know that it is easy as A, B, C.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. If you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, amen. If you need a touch from on high, oh God, you want to stand in proxy for family members. And not only did God, was he beaten, he was forced to carry the cross. Oh God, he did that for you and for me. So our sins would be forgiven. We may have life and have it more abundantly. What a mighty God we serve. And I just want to let you know, it's as simple as A, B, C. A, admit you're a sinner. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins as well as mine. Hallelujah. C, confess your sins. We're to confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a mighty God we serve. Repent and ask the Lord to come into your heart and forgive you for all your sins, and he will do that. He will sup with you. So, Father God, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your many blessings. Father, we stand in proxy for family members, oh God. We ask you to forgive any and all sins, known and unknown, spoken and unspoken, in each and every one of our lives. And we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? You can also call the number 774-220-7473. Amen. The code is 786-7473. Again, I gave the wrong number. I'm sorry. The number is 774-220-4000. The code is 786-7473. Is there one? You can stand in proxy for a family member. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can repent and ask the Lord to forgive you of all your sins. Hallelujah. Just admit you're a sinner. Believe that he died on the cross for you and for me. Hallelujah. Is there one? Amen. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. But thank you, our state mother, for leading us to salvation, because there is room at the cross. Amen. Minister BJ, if you would like to give us a prayer, if anyone out there that is in need of prayer, We know that some might be out there that feeling that have some guilt, that might have a spirit of suicide and anger and anxiety. Someone just might need a healing. So we're going to pray a healing prayer at this time and pray for our nations and pray for all the ones that's up under this on the line and then the sound of our voice and out there in radio land. Know that there is healing for you. Amen. Minister BJ.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for what our ears have heard, what the cross means to each and every one of us, Lord. First of all, you died on the cross that we might be saved, healed, and delivered this very hour. Hallelujah. We want to pray for our nation and the things that have been going on, Lord. And most of all, God, I pray for those that are in need of a healing that may be under the sound of my voice out there in radio land. We hear you. Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, that you have a desire to know what the cross means to you. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I pray that you touch
Hallelujah.
Each and every one under the sound of my voice. Somebody's in need of a financial blessing, Lord. Do it. Hallelujah. You said where two or three of us come together in your name.
Yes.
We believe you, Lord. Do it for us. So we're believing tonight for your healing power, for a touch, Lord, for family members and friends that are not saved. We want to be able to pray and bring them out of the world before it is everlasting late. Oh, glory be to God. And we thank you for a touch in our lives today for the meaning of what the cross means. For if it had not been for you over 2,000 years ago that died on the cross that we might be healed, saved, and delivered, where would we be? So, God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you to pray, Lord. Hallelujah. We have just so much time, but I just thank you and I love you. For the Spirit of God, for you said where two or three of us are gathered together in your name, there will you be in the midst. And we thank you for the name Jesus, hallelujah, that has power in it when we call on your name. Hallelujah. There's nothing you would withhold from them that walk up right before you. What more can we ask? Hallelujah. We should have been the one dying on that cross, but he loved us so much. For God so loved the world that he died, that each and every one of us have that opportunity. So, Lord, as we go forth tonight, even when we leave the line, but never your presence, have your way, Lord. Heal, answer, give us wisdom and understanding on what it really means. Hallelujah, that when you died on that cross, hallelujah, we have safety. Hallelujah, we can come to you and hide when we need to, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you that we can call on your name when we're in trouble. Hallelujah, you said, call unto me, hey, and I will hear and answer your prayers. So we thank you tonight, Lord, that we're calling on you. We thank you, Lord, that you do hear our prayers. And we thank you, Lord, for granting our requests. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory and the honor always for all that has taken place on the phone tonight. Until next time, God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister BJ, for that powerful prayer. Amen. And Mother Patricia for salvation. Amen. And at this time, we would like to thank the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. And we thank Elder Andre Prevost for allowing and open up this radio blog that we can come to you, Radio Land, letting you know that we are loved, have the love of Christ in our hearts for each and every one of you. And at this time, if Elder Prevost would like to have a word, we would like to hear your voice.
All right.
Amen. I have had a blessed time tonight. Amen. Tuning in to the chosen generation of churches. Praise God. We thank God for Apostle Thomas. Praise God, Elder Brown. Evangelist Brown. Praise God, Minister BJ. Mother Patricia. Praise God. Everybody that is present. If I forgot your name, please charge it to my head and not my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have had a blessed time on tonight. And before y'all close y'all broadcast, could y'all please reiterate, do another commercial and tell them, amen, when they can tune in to the chosen generation of churches. As I understand, they have four broadcasts. Hallelujah. Amen. Four phone ministries during the week, Monday through Thursday, praise God, hallelujah. And then they, of course, are here live on Blog Talk Radio on Friday nights, praise God, hallelujah. So we want to make sure that they get that information out, praise God, so that those of you out there listening from wherever you're listening in the United States, praise God, hallelujah. If you were over there in Norway, praise God, hallelujah, I have to find out the international number for y'all over there in Norway. But we thank God for our Norway listeners as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just thank God, amen, for everything that has transpired on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in, I was blessed with a word from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I love the subject, what does the cross mean to you? It's amazing because me and another bishop earlier today, amen, Pastor Alexis, he read that scripture, pick up your cross and follow me. And he said the same question y'all asked, what does that cross mean?
All right.
We got to ponder on that. Praise God. So I know there wasn't nothing but God right there, but for y'all to be on the line discussing the same thing, what does that cross mean to you? Praise God. Hallelujah. So what do we have to bear on our way, on our walk? Amen. What do we have to bear? Amen. What do we have to bear? What do we have to carry with us? Amen. To Calvary. Praise God. And remember, I want to say this. I got the Lord just dropped this in my spirit. When you're carrying your cross, remember when Jesus was carrying his cross, God was carrying his cross. He needed help carrying his cross. Hallelujah. See, some of us, we want to do it by ourselves. We want to show everybody how strong we are, how big of Christians we are. Sometimes you need help carrying that cross. Okay. And don't be afraid, don't be ashamed to allow somebody to help you carry that cross. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what did they used to say? It takes a village to raise a child. Hallelujah. It takes a community. The pastor said it today. It takes a community to build a church. Hallelujah. It takes a community to get to where we're going. Praise God. And I thank God for this community that y'all have over there in California, a chosen generation. I'm so blessed to have a chosen generation and a wicked and adulterous generation. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for y'all tonight. Amen. For those of you in Radio Land that don't know, hallelujah, that have listened to our past radio broadcast on the all-day prayer line, these are the ladies of L.A. right here. Praise God. Lola, that's what we called them on the flyers. It was Lola, ladies of L.A. Praise God. So in case y'all didn't throw it out by the name, Chosen Generation, they not new. Hallelujah. Amen. That's their official name, the Chosen Generation. We call them the women of L.A., amen, because they the women, amen, that's over there in L.A. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle Thomas, amen, to dismiss us out tonight. I've had a blessed time in the Lord. I don't know about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for y'all on tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And at this time, we're going to pray out, and our last is we're going to have one more commercial break as we go off the air. We are underlined Monday through Thursday at 7:30. The call-in number is 515-739-1020. The access code is 188-006 pound. That's Monday through Thursday, 7:30 on this conference line, 515-739-1020. Access code 188-006 pound. And you will find your word on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
We'll see you
the next time. Next Friday, we will be broadcasting from our Holy Convocation. We will be broadcasting live from our Holy Convocation.
Right.
That will be our men's night. Amen. God bless you all, and have a beautiful night. Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you. Go with God.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Amen. Amen.